Revelation. One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of nature, is sure to obtain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position.
So, the aim of life is always being stressed by Krishna to stop this process of undergoing different changes of body. Janma is to be. Now, Bhuya Vijayati, the very perfect Krishna has said, that the Tyana Nivartanti, the Dhyamo Paramamma, the Prati Ham Kunat Janma, Nanti Mana Sutonti. This is the aim of life. But people are misled by the blind leaders. You can say rascal leaders, but it may be very strong language. Krishna has said, all persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, all such persons have been described as mulas, rascals. Namaṁ diṣkitinam mūlā prabhadnam dīkhara nārāka. Yes, chastise and use very strong words. Adasra andhajūrīśa. I put them in the darkest region of material existence. Actually, that is happening. People without God consciousness, without Krishna consciousness, gradually becoming entrapped in ignorance. A such important life, human form of life. Nobody is interested to know about the philosophy of life, value of life. They have become so frivolous. And this evening, everyone is engaged in childish activity. But nobody is interested in the real problem of life. The real problem of life is stated, na bhuya abhijayati. Big leaders ask them, what is the real problem of life? They do not know. Andhāyatāṁ rīdhi kutiyam. Rati vidu sārtata tinti viṣṇu. Durāsaya ye vahiratthamā. Durāsaya. Expectation which will never be fulfilled. Never. They are trying to adjust things by so-called material adjustment. And that will not be. That what is said, durāsaya. Āsaya means hope. And durā means never to fulfill. Far, far away. Duras. Without God consciousness, without stopping the process of birth and death, you cannot be happy. There is not perfect. But they have become so foolish, they are thinking that this duration of life, say 50 years, 60 years, that's all. After this, big leaders, they say that, that after that, there is no man. Everything is finished. Big professors, big learned scholars, they are of this opinion. That after that, there is no man. Everything is finished. And where from all these different forms of life come, they cannot answer. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Where from they come? What is the purpose of so many forms of life? What is the purpose of life? What is the distinction between the form of human life and the lower grades of life, higher grades of life? No. Everyone is in foolish. Therefore they have been addressed as Mura, all that. If we say that it is a civilization of rascals, it is not very strong one. Actually they are rascals. They do not know the value of life and the problem, the real problem of life. Simply like having a bread, eating, sleeping, having sex life or diet. This is it. So one has to learn. Therefore Krishna says, Jayivang Vetti Kuripam Prakritim. We must learn what is this living entity. That also we do not know. Prakriti, this body is Prakriti. And the living force which is within the body, that is Purusha. And there are two kinds of Purusha. The living entity and the super soul. Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma. The Atma is creating his own field of, his own field of activities. Paramatma is observing only what you are doing. These things we have already discussed. Upadrashtya, Anumantya. The Paramatma, Purusha, is Upadrashtya, overseeing your activities. You want to do something, but without his permission, you cannot. Upadrashtya, Anumantya, Chabhatya. He is the maintainer. Therefore, we must know this is knowledge. This is knowledge. This body, Khetra, the owner of the body, Khetravya, and the provider of the body, the Paramatma, the owner of the body, we have already discussed all the things you should remember very nicely. That is real knowledge. Jnana, what is the process of knowledge? Amalittam, adambittam, kanti, ajamam, acharyupasanam, bhakti yogam. To know the problems of life, this is knowledge. The aim of life, is not to take birth again. So who is understanding of it? Nobody is interested. Simply, they are interested in the animalistic way of life. That's like it. But Bhagavan, Krishna says, the one should know it. Jayivang Vetti Purusan Prakritim Cha Bhoyadi. Qualities of the prakriti, sattva-gun, rajas-gun, tamo-gun, gunai-saha. Simply know the atmata, they are fire. Just like modern scientists, they are trying to understand. Scientific laboratory means they are analytically studying atmata, they are physical. Physical studies. Metaphysical. Not metaphysical, physical studies. But they do not know that there are other things of the physical world. There is guna. Traigunam visaya veda. This traigunam world. How physical changes are taking place. How one physical element is valuable, one physical element is not valuable. That is, due to a different interaction of the modes of material nature, guna, guna-isaha. So simply physical elementary study is not sufficient. You must know the gunas are the qualities are acting. Jayam vetti purusham prakritim cha gunaisah sarvatha vartamana. If you have got sufficient knowledge, the knowledge is there, the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, we have to study. We have to take lessons from the Bhagavad Gita, from the right person. Sadvijnanasamsa guru deva vijayase, sutiyam brahma nishtham. We must learn from a guru who is actually in knowledge of the Vedic literature, sutiyam brahma nishtham. And what is the symptom of such knowledge? Brahma nishtham. Firmly fixed up in Brahma. Brahma eti paramatma eti bhagavan eti satyate. To know Brahma means to know not only the impersonal Brahma jyoti, but also paramatma and bhagavan. Brahma eti paramatma eti bhagavan eti satyate. This is knowledge. So such person who has got sufficient knowledge, what is this prakriti, material world, what is the purusha, the living entity, is trying to enjoy this material world. And the paramatma purusha, another purusha. Upadishtha anumanta se bhakta bhakta maheshara paramatma eti chati upto. Dehinasmin purusha paro. Those who have no knowledge, they cannot understand there are two purushas. One is apara and one is para. Apara purusha is the divinity. He is trying to enjoy this material world. But para purusha is the anubandha, guiding principle or ordering. There are two purushas. Not one. One is interior and other is superior. Superior purusha is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. Ishvara sarvabhutana mridvese vajjana krishna. That is purusha para, anapara. And there are aparaprakriti and paraprakriti. This material world is aparaprakriti. But there is spiritual world also. That is called paraprakriti. When there is such a statement in the Vedas that the Supreme Spirit is anakar, or without form, that does not mean he has no form. He has his form, but that is spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. When it is negated, that means the negative idea is of this interior image. So, these things you should know. And if you know, then the result will be sarvatha vartamano ki, wherever you stay. Sarvatha vartamano ki, you are mukta. As it is stated by the Guru's Gani, iha jasra hare jasra, stop that. Iha jasra hare jasra, Karmana manasa vasa. Nikhileshu api avasthasu. Jivan mukta sarvasu. This state can be attained in the bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means one who has understood everything very perfectly. Sometimes foolish people say the bhakti yoga is meant for the less intelligent person. And he is less intelligent. But unless one is very, very intelligent, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. That's what Chaitanya Chaitanya author says. Krishna de bhaje sevaro chotu. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot become a devotee of Krishna. Because he knows everything. That's said in Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na sochati, na kankati, samaskarvesu jitesu, madhvakti lavati para. One is actually devotee, para. parabhakti. Being already Brahma Bhuta, liberated, self-realized, without being self-realized, nobody can attain unalloyed devotional platform. Bhakti means the platform where only liberated person can act. That is bhakti platform. You have the both work, always working for Krishna. Iha means desire. Just Harir Dasya. Just to serve Krishna. He has no other business. Just like these boys and girls who have joined Krishna consciousness movement from Europe and America. They have no other business. They are simply engaged in executing Krishna consciousness. Iha just Harir Dasya. Karmana by working, manasa, thinking, karmana manasa, bhasha, by preaching, karmana manasa, because you have got three things to act. We can act with our senses, karma. So karma, the kormis are also working, and the devotees are also working. But kormis are working, their words and mind is different dimensions. Because they are working very hard day and night, but they are thinking of manasa, senses, karmana, manasa, bhasha, and they are talking only senses. Therefore their mind and words and engage different. But one whose mind, words, and activities are engaged in the service of the Lord, Iha Vishwa Harir Dasya, Karuna Manusha Bhasa. So, he may be situated in any position, liver mukta sarucha, he is liberated. Same thing is confirmed here. Satvatha Vartamanopi, not of Dhyo Vyar. Unless he is liberated, how he can stop his next birth? Here it is clearly said, na bhuyo abhijaya. Abhijaya means to take birth again, to accept another material form. That unless you become liberated, mukta, you have to accept the material form. Mukti means to stop accepting this material form. That is called mukti. To remain in spiritual body. But they do not know what is spiritual body, what is material body. Simply like a sort of liver, in this sense gratification, eating, sleeping, eating. And this Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD, preliminary knowledge of spiritual understanding. People are unaware and misleader. They give misinformation, mad interpretation, and there are so many people, and very much proud. He has read Bhagavad Gita 100 times, but he does not know it. He does not know it. The difficulty is that the instruction of Bhagavad Gita is difficult. The instruction of Bhagavad Gita is even parampara prapramana vyaja sayati. One has to learn from the fantastic. But with deep paripratena, paripasrena sevaya, you have to learn from a person by full surrender. You cannot surrender as a thoughtless man unless one is very advanced. Naturally you surrender. But this is the process. Unless you are prepared to surrender. Surrender means you have proved somebody where your intelligence is nothing. Therefore you have to surrender. Sandhidhi Panipatena, Paripasana Seva. Seva and Daya, there are two words. Seva is offered to the superior person. Seva, that is. And Daya is offered to an inferior person. Who is less than you, he requires your mercy, that is Daya. But he is superior than you, who requires your service, that is Daya. This is the difference between seva and daya. But people do not know. They are trying to analyze it, Daya and Seva. No, Daya to be inferior person, just like a child. He requires your Daya, this Daya of the parents, mercy of the parents. But the Guru, he requires your Seva. So you have to approve Seva, Pranipa, Saranda, Seva, and then you can question. Don't question unnecessarily, waste your time, where you cannot surrender, where you cannot render yourself. This is the cause. But with deep anipathing now, for the question of Shiva, then you can derive some benefit from the realized person. To put a shanti kadriyana, jnanina tattva darshan, knowledge can be distributed by a person who has seen what is that experience, seeing and hearing, these are the sources of gaining experience. So, the Shruti means hearing. And by hearing, you will see. By hearing about God, Krishna, ultimately you will see. When, by hearing, you will develop your Krishna consciousness. Adu sadhya tapu sadhu sadhya. Hearing is possible by association with devotees. Sadhu sadhya. You cannot hear from the rascals. You have to hear from the superior person. One is sadhya. Yes. Satan prasanna atma bil prasanna. Mamanti vittanna sa tarana patha. Satan prasanna. By association with superior devotees, that's the enough. Apumatva Vatmani, on the path of liberation, Saddha Bhakti, Rati, Anukka Vishwati, then Saddha Bhakti, attachment, Rati, Anukka, one by after another. So, this is the process. But the unity is so, Kali Yuga is so fallen that people have lost all interest to understand the problem of life, how to solve that, how to attain to the platform of knowledge. They are not interested. Thank you. Okay.